Good evening. The show begins tonight with Jeff Bliss in Las Vegas, the Vegas Report, the tragedy of the shooting at University of Las Vegas. Three deceased so far, teachers, the shooter a teacher, one gravely wounded. Police responded very quickly. Jeff tells me 78 seconds, saving lives. The shooter, no understanding, no motive. He had taught there prior to this event. I believe as early, recently as 2017, there was some mention of him being tenured. No explanation. Mass murder. 3.5 miles away on Sunset, on the Las Vegas Strip, they're celebrating the purchase of the Dallas Mavericks, the majority position of the Dallas Mavericks, by Mrs. Adelson. Why? Not moving the Dallas Mavericks to Las Vegas, so Las Vegas needs a basketball team, a professional basketball team, to match all the other professional teams that are coming to town. This, the best sports venue in America. But instead, to move gambling in some fashion to Dallas. The minority owner of the Dallas Mavericks now is Mark Cuban, who owned the Mavericks for years, 65 years old, looking to develop new themes in his life, leaving his TV show, his very popular participation in a TV show. And perhaps he will anchor gambling moving to Dallas, moving to Texas. Jeff tells me that the Adelson fortune plans to build a new stadium for the Dallas Mavericks. It looks like a win-win-win for Dallas, for Cuban, for Adelson, for the Mavericks. Good for them. Then La Scala's premiere within these last hours, Don Carlo by Giuseppe Verdi. Lorenzo Fiore reports, wonderful. 4 hours long, as Lorenzo indicated. It's a challenging opera. However, the place looked magnificent. Lorenzo sent me a photograph of La Scala inside. On a wintry night, it was very cold, no snow. The Cathedral Square lit up with Christmas lights and a great big Christmas tree. Lorenzo and I remembered 3 years ago how sad it was to have an empty square, empty Cathedral Square at Christmas time because of the pandemic. No more. Things are looking very good in Italy. And then a very happy conversation with Gene Marks about robots dominating the factory floor. We both watched a video. It's on the Wall Street Journal website of Hyundai making vehicles one at a time with robots in attendance each vehicle, not an assembly line, a custom-made Hyundai, all the robots working on it, putting it together, very few people on the factory floor. It looked like a hospital room. It looked like an operating room. The robots are arms or legs, and there's one little robot that's a dog that can walk around and take videos of how things are going. There are a few workers. They didn't seem heavily engaged, sort of supervising. What was striking was this factory was inside Singapore. So the vice president of Hyundai was making the point that they can assemble cars in an urban setting because this factory doesn't take up a huge footprint, doesn't have an assembly line, and they can produce 30,000 cars a year in this one factory. The future, I imagine robots being the colonists that we favor on the moon and Mars to build colonies that human beings can be sustained in. Robots doing everything, maintaining, building, expanding, digging. It is the future. And then off to AI with Gene Marks, the small business columnist. AI apps for small business. Gene tells me there's one called Headshot Gear, something like that. You give it your photograph of your headshot, and it will enhance it, make it look better in some fashion. I've not tried it. Seems adventurous. I told Gene that I've been chatting with ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was remarkably patient with me and extremely polite, apologizing when he, she, it didn't have the information. Gene said, that's you. It picks up your personality and gives it back to you. And ChatGPT is doing a very good job of being a host. Polite, polite, polite. And then off to Bill Whelan to talk about Governor Newsom's $68 billion deficit. Also about Adam Schiff doing very well in the race, the contest to replace Dianne Feinstein, who's left us. Adam Schiff is infamous for his participation in Russiagate, his imagination. He's at it again. He's saying if Mr. Trump is reelected or elected again, he'll never leave office, whatever that means. Fantastic dystopian romance in his head. And then Bob Zimmerman comments on Elon Musk boasting of all the success of SpaceX. It's genuine success. He does boast. Fun. And NASA's plans to deorbit the ISS when it ages out. And then the second part of my conversation with Professor Emily Wilson, the translator of the new translation of the Iliad in iambic pentameter, which I heartily recommend. My conversation with Emily was a joy. The Iliad, 2,800 years old, written down. Before that, told in stories. A tragedy, but at the same time, rendered in these huge scenes that you, as you read them, understand they've been read for 2,700 years by people just like me or you. Wonderful. The romance of Achilles. That conversation turns then into a conversation about nature itself with Ted Stankovich of the Department of Biological Sciences at California State University, Long Beach, and his work on skunks. Yes, skunks change their stripes depending upon the environment. It's wonderful. I welcome it. Skunk doesn't get much credit in nature. But remember, skunks don't smell. They issue that odor that drives away predators, but it doesn't attach to them. They're furry little creatures who wander through the forest. There's at least one wandering very nearby me. Now and again, my dog Sailor, well, hasn't been hit by the skunk yet. Avoids the problem. Skunks change their stripes. And finally, a conversation with Henry Sokolsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center about an odd fact. Canada, our neighbor to the north, our great neighbor, sells uranium ore in the tons to China. What does China do with it? It says that it's got a nuclear power fleet and that it needs uranium ore, but this uranium ore is not monitored once it reaches China. And of course, yes, it can become a bomb. Puzzling that it's not monitored. The ore itself from Canada. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Good night. And thank you.